So basically, what are some of your major hopes and plans for the coming year, especially after the tumultuous and highly debated rise of the UPUA under previous USG President Galen Falk?
Well, Tom, first, thanks for the interview. I really appreciate it. I think first and foremost, we want to preserve USG and make sure that student government, true, effective, independent student government stays alive at Penn State. I think that preserving USG doesn't necessarily mean preserving it in its current form. That's why one of my main goals is the Constitutional Convention that I proposed, where basically not only do we take a hard look at the structure of USG, not only do students take a hard look at the structure of USG, but also the role in which USG plays at this university and what the role is now and how the role would better be improved. The goal, which I encourage everyone to read more about, you'll be hearing more about this proposed constitutional convention, I'm sure, in the Collegian. We'll be posting the proposal on the USG website. Basically is for a group of dedicated students to come together, completely independent of USG, mind you, and take a look at the structure of USG and the flaws of its structure and how to best improve upon the structure, and also, like I had mentioned, the role. But that involves speaking with administrators, folks in student affairs, faculty members, different student organizations, fraternities, sororities, and many different aspects at Penn State, because I think that's the best way to determine how to truly have an independent student voice. The problems that we've had with the UPUA the whole time is that it was contrived by administrators, the Constitution was written by administrators, and essentially it basically is the final plan in the administration's attempt to shut up students at this university. In addition to that, we hope to be doing important programs for students, the Know Your Rights program, like I have talked about earlier. The Wikipedia style website is very important, and at the same time, USG is a reactive organization in many ways, in that when we see issues come up at Penn State, we reactively pass legislation. And this goes back to the Constitutional Convention. When USG passes legislation, I want it to mean something. Tonight, legislation is coming up about Jose Teixidor and the university's decision to fire him and essentially leave students on their own when having to confront a legal problem. Legislation is going to be passed. I want that legislation to mean something. I want students to have control over certain aspects of their lives here at Penn State, be it the hub, be it different decisions on where their student activity fee goes. It really, there's a wide range of things, and that's what needs to be figured out this year.
What would your message be to the incoming class of 2010?
Well, my first and foremost, my message would be to get involved in a student organization. Or something like you've done, Tom, is basically sort of, been able to get involved and get involved in something meaningful that reaches out and helps students, which I think you do with your blog. I think that it's important for students, and this is first and foremost, to really get involved in school. In a university with over 42,000 undergraduates, that is what I feel is the most important thing, because with all the drinking and drug use around here, obviously that's gonna go on. And even I'm not someone who's in denial saying that, and asking all students to never drink and do things like that. All I'm saying is, if you want to make this experience meaningful, you need to forget about the party school aspect of Penn State and get involved in something that you are interested in. Over 700 student organizations at Penn State. So my greatest recommendation would be for freshmen to get involved as early as possible in one of those student organizations. Obviously, you're going to have a group of friends that you hang out with and, party with, whatever, but it's great to have that group of friends that you share a common interest with. Those, I think, are the friends that are most meaningful many times, because you're able to share things intellectually, learn from each other, not just drink with one another.
All right, and can you describe for us something like maybe your first 100-day in office plan or something, if you have anything like that, or maybe just major issues that you could
share? Well, basically, we got a lot of things accomplished this summer. One of the last things we did this summer was attend a conference, an Association of Big Ten Students Conference. Pat Daly, the Vice President, Brock Coleman, the Senate President, and Danielle Traister, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and I. We attended a conference of all the Big Ten student governments, like I said, Association of Big Ten Students, ABTS, and we learned so much about student government. At that time, we unanimously, every student government in the Big Ten unanimously rejected UPUA on the notion that it had too much administrative power and control in its constitution, and the conception of UPUA was done outside the democratic process and secretively away from students. So basically, I say that first because the first part of our major wide-scale goal is, now during this whole time, we want to be continuing to do meaningful things for students, to run programs for students, and to make student life better. We think ultimately our goal is to preserve USG as an independent student voice. But basically the plan is to, and the plan has been, to remind students that we've attended this conference. Galen Falk, who was a president for 2 years, this is a semi-annual conference, so it's twice every year. He was invited to attend 4 times, neglected to attend each and every time. And the only reason why I bring that up is because how much we got out of it. So basically the plan is make people aware of our experiences, make people aware that UPUA would operate nothing like any other student government does. Certain aspects of the unicameral legislature system would, but the UPUA and the influence administrators have had in shaping it and do have under the Constitution is unprecedented throughout the Big Ten. Bringing that issue to light is important, and the collegian thus far hasn't necessarily been on top of reporting that. I think tomorrow, September 13th, that will change. Basically, the goal is to make people aware of how wrong UPUA is and basically how we think it is going to damage student government and permanently, because the referendum process calls for the Vice President of Student Affairs to have a rubber stamp over any constitutional amendment, so this could be a permanent thing. Then our goal is to publicly propose this constitutional convention. We're going to be writing a letter to the many different actors at Penn State, let them know of our plan, and let them know why we think not only is there major problems with UPUA that we recognize as students at Penn State, but also the other student leaders of the governments around the Big Ten do, but also we're offering a solution. We're offering a viable solution that we think will engage students. So basically, you said the 100-day plan. We have our major plan up until October 11th when the UPUA does hold elections. But I'll remind you that if the UPUA does hold elections and it does become functional, USG will still exist. There's about 100 members of USG. There are many, many more that came out for the information session this evening, and no one has expressed interest in running for UPUA because they understand that USG is the official independent voice of the students, regardless of who the administration recognizes.
Interesting, and I believe it was you who said at that information session earlier tonight that one of the core differences would be that UPUA would act as more of a student advocacy group than an actual student government. Is that correct?
Well, right now, USG, although it's set up as a government, acts as an advocacy organization. And UPUA would simply basically admit and condone that style of thinking. UPUA would say, hey, you know what, students should only be able to advocate those more powerful than them on certain issues. My goal is for students to be able to make decisions for themselves on certain things. We pay the mortgage in the hub, for example. Why are all these offices for student affairs popping up in the hub? This is the student building. Students should have control over making those decisions. If the students want to make that decision, then fine. At least it's a student decision. At least it's a decision made, hopefully, by democratically elected students. In addition to that, look at some of the things we've read about in the news lately. The tailgating. Students can no longer drink, or not just students, nobody can drink during a football game now. Now, if you look at all the individuals that came up with this policy, the powerful, powerful organizations around campus, none of them are students. No students had a say in this policy. The no eating in the classrooms policy, no students had a say. My goal is for students, democratically elected students, to be making real legitimate decisions, or at least have a stake in making real legitimate decisions. The problem with the UP way is that it basically says, well, students can only advocate to those more powerful than them. Students have no power at this university, only the power to advocate. USG does that right now, but it's set up for students to have real rights. That's why it's important that we examine the role of student government, not necessarily the structure, because I would much rather have even UPUA. I would support UPUA if the administration laid out a certain set guidelines of what power the students have at this university. But I'm sorry if I didn't answer your question fully. But basically, in a nutshell, UPUA accepts the marginalization of student rights. USG is still fighting for student rights, and it's much better to do that in a process and with a structure that's already set up to govern, not just advocate.
Really, kind of stark and almost frightening difference between the two organizations when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I would say so, and I really can't fathom. And I mean, this just comes down to the fact that, I mean, while Galen was the individual that proposed a new student government or new student advocacy organization, he didn't write the Constitution. He couldn't answer questions about the Constitution. He refused to debate. Time and time again, he and Andrew Reeve, they refused to debate the merits of the Constitution because they claimed that A, they were too busy, or B, they didn't know enough about it. So basically, it doesn't take a genius to realize that the administration has a major stake in this. And I'm not saying the administration's wrong and bad on everything. What I'm simply saying is that students should have a set amount of certain rights that the university can't take away from them. That's really the main difference, is UPUA accepts that students have zero power. USG keeps fighting for student rights and student power.
And it should be noted that Galen Falk is actually on the Board of Trustees for the university at this time.
He is the student member of the Board of Trustees. He should be the one fighting for more student rights, not trying to side with different actors in the university administration and trying to strip students of their rights, and basically accept that students have no rights on this campus. He should be the one leading the charge instead of siding with those who have routinely attempted to strip democratically elected students of their rights. See, it's important to note that the university administration and many in student affairs will say, oh, no, students get decision-making power. And in some instances, they do. But if you look at the students that student affairs give decision-making power to, which they really don't, they just pretend to listen to them, they're appointed students. They're students where the Vice President of Student Affairs, Dr. Vicky Tripany, she appoints students who she knows shares their beliefs, and if they don't, they get dropped from whatever advisory board they're placed on. So, to everyone listening to this, don't be confused. Don't buy into the argument that, okay, students have rights, when in effect it's really administrators that are appointing these various students to their positions and not letting the democratic process work out and having democratically elected students make true decisions.
And for those interested, you can find a detailed timeline of Vicky Tripany's history at Penn State on psustop.com.
Great site. I definitely encourage you to visit that site.
And what do you think? How do you plan to tackle the problems that you may face as time goes on to ensure the USG remains relevant, assuming UPUA successfully launches itself?
Well, Tom, I mean, there's two things we're always going to do. Number one is we're always going to work hard, and we're always going to try to get meaningful things done for the students in the capacity that we can. And that's why I think that students will be on our side initially. Second off, what we have the facts that are we have the facts. The facts support us. Everything that went on last year is well documented. The secret meetings, the constitution written by non-students, you know, students getting kicked out of meetings that dissented with certain practices going on. This is all very well documented. So we have the facts on our side, and we have the message on our side. Our message is that students should have certain rights on this campus. Students, democratically elected students, should be deciding where more of the money from the student activity fee goes. Students should be deciding who has offices in the hub and where they are. And you know what? People will say, well, not enough students vote. There's wide-scale student apathy. If you want to change apathy and if you want to change voter turnout, then give the individuals who they're electing more power. And I'm not saying for me. I mean, if basically the things I wanted to happen at this university in terms of student rights happened, I would gladly step down. And I can say that for my entire administration. It's not that I personally want power, and it's not that anyone in my administration personally wants power. We just think it's the right thing for students at Penn State. And we're going to continue to do that regardless of whether UPUA is fully functional come October 11th or whether or not it has problems. We are still going to be fighting for student rights, and we are going to continue to try to get as much done for students as possible.
As we begin to wrap it up, I just wanted to mention that during the USG's informational session earlier tonight, you mentioned that there'll be a new USG website coming up soon. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we're going to have a Wikipedia-style website that should be up and running within the week. Basically, it's a Wikipedia-style website for the members of USG, but it's still significant for everyone, all students at the university. Basically, I don't know how familiar everyone is with Wikipedia. I don't know how familiar you are, but basically it will give the opportunity to members of USG to post whatever they wish on the website. So if a student has a question or a concern, they can email them, as always, to Pat, Henry, me, Brock, many different individuals, when all our emails are public now, and they will be made more public and advertised, and we can basically post a question on the website and post our response to it. So it helps students because they can come see, and we get to post essentially what we're doing. So students can come to the website and say, oh, well, USG's doing this, USG's doing that. And then they can also ask a question, and students that have questions about certain policies, about USG itself, even about USG versus UPUA, are encouraged to write about it, and then we'll post your question and then our response so everyone can see it. We think it's a great way to get students engaged, and we think that it's really an important part of the democratic process, because it increases transparency and openness. Also, this is a great way for us to advertise certain things we'd like students to know about. And the final goal is having a large section on the website that really acts as a message board where all Penn State undergraduate students can write their opinions, their ideas, what they think we're doing right, what they think we're doing wrong on the website, and basically have an open discussion about this. You know, we think that it's just part of being a transparent and open government, and that's a theme that we're trying to continue, and issue that we're continually trying to press.
That sounds great. Just want to thank you for taking the time to sit down with us.
Anytime, Tom. You know where to find me. And if anyone out there has a question, comment, issue, criticism, I invite you to email me at nickstathis@psu.edu. That is Nick, N-I-C-K, Stathis, S-T-A-T-H-E-S, @psu.edu. And I'd love to hear what you have to say.
All right, we look forward to seeing where everything goes this year.
Thanks a lot, Tom.